Before concluding, I wanted to say a few words. And to those who are watching on the internet, welcome. This is especially designed for the members of our parish so that we can try to stay united. But obviously, if you're watching from another parish, we are glad you have tuned in. It feels really strange for me to just talk to my family, an empty church and a camera. And I suppose that's why sometimes when I put out these videos as I've been doing, it doesn't sound like me because it feels weird not to talk to a person. But what we will do until further notice is continue to stream the services to an empty church. And I apologize for having to do this, but this is to comply with the local laws and also with the wishes of the Archdiocese. And here in San Francisco, quite frankly, were it not for the fact that I live under the same roof with the people who are also chanting for me, we would not be able to do this. We'd have to do something else. We decided to continue with the regular cycle of services. I had originally thought that I might do some sort of special service, maybe put something together on my own, but someone whose opinion I respect greatly said, you know, we should do what people are accustomed to seeing because that will just bring more stability. And I think that's absolutely correct. And tonight's service is the pre-sanctified liturgy. For people who have been to pre-sanctified liturgies before, you know what's going on. It's rather conceivable that people who come to church every Sunday may never have been to pre-sanctified liturgy but once or twice. And so this is a little bit of a new service. And as we continue to do this, we'll try to explain a little bit more about the service. If you're watching and not a member of the parish and one of those persons that is critical of other people's liturgical styles, please feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call, but please don't post anything on any discussion boards or forums. I hope that this crisis we're in makes us realize that the world needs more evangelists and healers and teachers and peacemakers and fewer ortho trolls. But I would be delighted to hear from you. For those who are watching from our own parish, if you need help, need to talk to someone, know somebody that needs help, please contact me. I began today phoning the parish homes and will continue to do that. But don't wait for a phone call if you need to talk or if you need something. Tonight's reading from Genesis brings us to the boarding of the ark. And I can't think of anything more appropriate than for the situation that we're in, because we know that we call the church the ark of salvation. That's why I hope all of us know that the main part of the church is called the nave, which comes from the Greek word naphs, which is the root word of nautical and naval, and it means ship. The church is the ship that not only protects us as we are battered about through life and experience floods, but it's also the ship that takes us to God's kingdom. And we're talking not just about the physical ark of the church building in this very beautiful church building on 999 Brotherhood Way that is the legacy of the generations that came before us, including and especially the work of Father Anthony Costuris. But we're talking also about the ark of the church, the body of Christ, us, those of us who have been baptized into Christ. And tonight, because of the restrictions placed upon us, which are good restrictions, and may I say that I saw a study last night that said that it pointed out one country where the coronavirus had not been contained because of people still gathering in worship and communicating the disease as they were gathered. So this is a good rule and something for us to pay attention to. But tonight, because of those restrictions, we're in a virtual ark, if you will. We still continue to be united with one another in Christ, but whether it's in this church or any other church, we really become the body when we are together, when we partake of the one chalice together. And we pray that that day will come again very soon when we will all be reunited here in this beautiful church. In the meantime, please keep praying. Pray for the end to this virus. Pray for the repose of those who have perished. Pray for the wisdom of those who are charged with fighting the disease. Pray for all of us. And pray that we will keep the fast. This is a good time to fast. In the history of the church, prayer and fasting have been integral to the beating back of threats and of disease. Keep tuning in. Keep tuning in to the services, and please pay attention to the information that keeps getting updated on our website. If you do not subscribe to our listserv, you can do so by clicking on our website. That link is now right on the front page of the website. I suppose that in some ways, when we shelter in place in our homes, it feels a little bit like being on the ark. We can empathize a bit with Noah as he prepared to weather the storm and on his ark. And that's how all of us kind of feel. But when this is over, we'll leave those tiny arcs of our homes and we'll be back together in this beautiful ark, this church of ours, this community of ours. And I know that we'll have a different appreciation for the privilege that it is to be able to gather together, worship together, and be in fellowship together. Until then, we'll just have to be joined to one another on this virtual ark that we have created with the internet.